In America, tax day looms. The deadline to file is next Monday. This year is the first time that married same-sex couples can jointly file both federal and state taxes. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has that story.
Colleen and Linda Squires met in Boston in November 1986. They held a commitment ceremony in 1992 and then waited 12 years before Massachusetts became the first state to legalize same-sex marriage in 2004, says Linda.
We totally picked the right state to be in, and, you know, it's not something I ever thought I would see in my lifetime.
That meant they could file their Massachusetts state taxes, but not their federal taxes as a married couple. Fast forward to 2012, the Squires moved to Michigan, where Colleen was called to serve as a pastor for a Unitarian church in Grand Rapids. Michigan did not recognize their Massachusetts marriage, says Colleen.
I was the person in the room that could actually perform weddings, but my marriage to Linda was not seen as a legal marriage in the state we lived in now.
As a result, Colleen and Linda were back to filing state and federal taxes as if they were single. But their status changed again in 2013, when the Supreme Court struck down the federal portions of the Defense of Marriage Act. That allowed same-sex couples to file federal taxes as would any married couple. But they still couldn't file their Michigan state taxes together until the Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage across the land last year. So this is the first time in nearly 30 years together they can actually file as a married couple for both federal and state taxes.
Oh, it meant a lot.
Colleen Squires.
You know, it's acknowledgement or treating us equally. We've been together for so long. It was feeling like we were respected.
Keep in mind, we are talking about taxes. There are thousands of married same-sex couples for whom this tax year is a major step towards simplicity, because prior to 2015, filing taxes was a real nightmare. For example, if they lived in a state that did not recognize their marriage, a same-sex couple would have to file one federal return as married and two separate state returns as if they were single. And because some state returns were based on the information given to the feds, a same-sex couple also would have to draw up two mock federal returns as if they were single.
The entire process was so frustrating and nonsensical.
Just listen to Robin Merrill. She's a senior legislative counsel for the D.C.-based Human Rights Campaign. She's a tax policy expert. Her wife teaches tax law and does their taxes.
I would definitely come home from work and she would be almost in tears.
Now, same-sex couples face some of the same decisions as heterosexual couples. For example, what happens when filing jointly pushes you into a higher tax bracket?
Yes, that was a little bit of a surprise to both of us.
David Lantrip and his husband in Houston discovered that filing jointly as a married couple meant paying higher taxes. They weren't happy about it, but Lantrip says it's a small price for the legal protections of marriage.
You know, I think the peace of mind and just the satisfaction is really what was important.
Now, couples can also file amended tax returns for a state refund reaching back 3 years. But as with many tax-related issues, it's best to consult an expert. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.